Hello. And welcome to the 8-Bit Show. It's early-ish.
Yeah.
But we're here.
We are. We are coming at you live, live, live.
It's live for us.
Yeah. Not live for you.
No.
That's okay, though.
We hope you understand.
Yeah. One day.
We wanted to let you sleep in.
That's true. Yeah. Saturdays are usually good for sleeping in, but podcasts are good to be made on Saturdays also. So
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
When we have time and days off.
Right? Yeah. It's a problem. Always is a problem.
Well, if you would hurry up and win the lottery and then split it with me.
Did you hear about the lady that, she wins the lottery. And I think the whole circumstance behind it was, when she, you know, went to claim the money, there's like a box you have to check to remain anonymous. And she didn't check it. And she didn't realize that that's what she had to do, but, you know, she had every intention of it. And so, like, there's, like, apparently a court case right now where, like, nobody knows who she is, but, because, you know, they're not going to say it until there's a decision. But, yeah, she's, like, fighting to, like, not be known who she is.
Is it that big of a deal?
It is. Have you heard what happens to people that win the lottery? Like, she won a lot of money.
Well, I mean, you're going to get a lot of unwanted, like, attention, but...
No, like, people get harassed. Like, not just normal unwanted attention from, like, your friends and family, but, like, people you don't know. Like, people find out who you are and, like...
Yeah. But, I mean, it's stupid being a famous person in general. So...
Yeah, but... I don't know. I feel like your rise to famedom usually incorporates you learning how to deal with that. It's a little bit different when it's just like overnight, all of a sudden you have like a crap ton of money.
Yeah, but if you can't handle it, then
don't play.
You can afford the therapy, so it's fine.
That's true.
You just won millions of dollars. I really feel like it could be a lot worse.
It could be a lot worse for sure. But I understand somebody like wanting to like not be in the public eye just for winning some money.
Yeah. Like, that reminds me.
You won money?
No, I won. So at our previous potluck at work, there were games and I won because I participated and nobody else wanted to because they're all too mature for that. So it was like some lottery scratchers and I won another ticket and I still need to take that and get my new ticket.
Yep. Can you lose on scratchers anymore? Or do they always just give you get another one?
No, I mean, you could not get anything because a couple of the other girl that got one didn't get anything.
Oh, really? I feel like, yeah, right? She's just over there playing, farting away.
Your dog is so smelly.
No. She don't give a fuck. Yep. Should I get some air freshener? Want some air freshener? Is it that bad?
No, it'll be okay.
Okay. what was I saying? Oh yeah, I just haven't seen like a losing lottery ticket in a while, so.
I don't play the lottery, so I don't know.
Yeah, same here.
So I'm like, oh, Adrian, we should buy just like $5 and see, when it was like a crazy amount of money, and then we never do. Like, but with that $5, I could buy ice cream now.
Right? You can get instant gratification. Yeah, I don't know about playing the lottery. Like, part of me is like, yeah, if I spend a few bucks here and there, it wouldn't be that bad. But
then when I go to the gas station and I see those people, like the same people every week, give me $50 of like these. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Or they get like different, like they have to make the different transactions.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? I don't understand.
I don't know. All I know is you have to pay for lottery tickets in cash.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, then I guess I'll probably never get a lottery ticket because yeah. it's really rare that I have cash. Oh. Why is that? Do you know?
Don't know. So they make sure they get paid?
I guess, yeah. Hmm. Weird. So, how else has it been? What else have you been up to other than winning? Oh, wait. Did you say what you won? Oh, yeah. That was a lottery ticket, huh?
Yeah, another lottery ticket. or another scratcher, to be more specific.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, what else have you been up to?
Work. I want to go on vacation. Not that my job is terrible. It's just people keep not being there, so then I have to fill in for their job and my job and like random stuff.
You're the go-to coverage.
Yeah. So that's fun. Nothing really. I just played Ni No Kuni. That's pretty much it. Okay. I bought The End Is Nigh last night, but I didn't start it because I was too sleepy.
It's really fun. Yeah.
A little bit more Sea of Thieves.
Ooh.
I'm learning how to be the captain.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
I'm a much better captain than Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't know how to steer. Mm. Like, he way overdoes it. So then you're just going in like this squiggly line. And I'm like, well, which island are we going to? The one on our right. I look. I'm like, there's like five. What? That doesn't help at all. Like, give a direction.
Yeah. Plus, he needs to be, what is it? He needs to be talking in port and starboard.
But he doesn't realize, like, on the compass, there's northeast, southwest, and then northeast, like, all of the in-betweens.
Mm-hmm.
So, on some of the maps, it'll give you clues to something instead of just giving you, like, a map where it is. And it'll say, like, 7 paces south by southwest from this landmark.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know how to use those. So, he's just like, I think it's over here. And I'm like, you're going in the opposite direction. Like, it's not even close. He's like, but it says south. And I'm like, okay, I'll just be over here. And then you, like, hear my shovel hit it. And he's like, oh, you found it. Yeah, because I know how to use the compass. Right. This is why you're not the captain.
Seriously. That's cool, though. That sounds like fun. Yeah, I need that game.
Cross-platform. I know. We could all have a party.
How much is it?
60.
Full price?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I hear it's like not... They're like still coming out with stuff for it, too, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That seems kind of steep for that. We'll see. Maybe I'll find a deal somewhere.
Probably. Probably him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But Ni No Kuni is so good.
Mm-hmm. How far through are you now?
I'm on chapter 7, like 25 hours. Because last week I thought I was like over 20 hours, but I was only like 18. Mm-hmm. So a good chunk further. Right now I'm just doing side quests because where I'm at in the story, they tell you that I guess it's like a lot of cutscenes and like dialogue stuff. So you're not going to be able to roam around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might put you in like a linear dungeon that you have to do or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to tie up some loose ends before I go on. Mm-hmm. Someone in my party might be a traitor.
Oh, no.
Very upset.
Yeah, that's upsetting for sure. See, the trick is... Oh, you remember that... Bob's Burger episode where with the was it Girl Scouts where Tina and Luis are like they're like in rival scout troops or whatever.
I don't know. I'm pretty behind on that show.
Oh yeah, I don't remember what season that's in, but it's funny because like there's a traitor in the group or something, and and so, like, Tina, like, gives information, like, different information to all the other Girl Scouts to, like...
Oh, to find out who the mole is?
Yep. And she does it. It's pretty good. It's a good episode.
Nice.
But, yeah, that's what you gotta do.
I don't know if it lets you do that.
Do it anyways.
I just leveled up my kingdom, so that's fun. I get to build a lot of new stuff and level up stuff and get more citizens. I have like 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming along.
Yeah, that really sounds interesting. I really want to see that aspect of it.
It's fun.
I need a PlayStation.
Isn't it on PC also?
Is it?
I think so.
I'm looking this up right now.
I thought I saw an article about the PC graphics a while back. Well, but then. I might be mistaken. Maybe that was the first one.
How do you spell it?
N-I-N-O. Separate word.
Oh my god, things came up. It's on Steam.
Is it on sale?
Probably not.
No, I think it's too new still.
Yeah. Yeah. 59.99.
It's worth it.
What's the Prince's edition?
Is that
just like season pass stuff?
Yeah. Because I know, at least for the physical ones, there was the standard game, it was either the Royal or the Prince edition that came with the game, the season pass, the soundtrack, and like this little papercraft diorama thing. And then the collector's edition came with the shitty non-music music box thing.
Oh, yeah.
Europe's was like way better. It was like an actual music box with like glass, and it was really cute. And of course, America gets gypped again.
Yeah, how did that? I mean, that's been happening for quite a while with a lot of collector's editions here.
Yeah,
I feel like that used to happen in Europe a lot. Which I mean, I guess it's kind of cool that they're getting decent stuff, but I don't like that the tables have turned.
Yeah, well, I guess in theory you could order the European one and then you would just have to wait for it to ship. Because I don't think that the PS4 is region locked, is it?
I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah, I have no idea. But I'm going to have to pick up this game. Like the little scenes that they show here look so fun. Oh my god!
It is. Oh, and then last week I was complaining about the battles were too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the next area I went to, they like jump in difficulty.
Mm.
And they were all too hard. I was like, well, I guess I asked for this.
Right. Be careful what you wish for. Oh, nice to see that's going well.
Yep, that's about it.
Cool, cool. I just realized that we didn't say our names. I'm Frankie.
I knew who we are.
What if they're a new listener?
That's true. I'm Ashley.
So reluctant.
Well, I didn't know if I wanted to go with Ashley or Zambot.
Oh, that's fair.
I was like, what do I normally go with? I don't know, honestly. It just flows out.
Yeah.
And I lose
like
track.
Diarrhea.
No, that's gross.
Delicious.
This is why you're single.
Yeah.
You and your smelly dog.
Well, that's why we get along.
She's such a duper.
She is. Anything else? Movies. Television.
Let's see. Books. We finished season 3 of Fargo. I think I said that last week. It was good. The second half of that season was a lot better than the first half. It really picked up and it did what Fargo does and it got weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it ties everything together really well. Ewan McGregor did a really good job. He plays twins.
Is Fargo the one that's filmed here or was filmed here for some portion? No? Okay.
I have no idea. No, because it's all like snowy forest. Oh. We don't get snow.
Oh.
Yeah, or forest.
No.
Yeah,
I need to check that out.
Do it. I think they have the first 2 seasons on Hulu if you have that. But Adrian has them all and you can get them all. So.
Yeah.
For everyone else.
Check out
the
Hulu.
Hulu, they have at least the first 2. I've never seen the actual movie, though.
Mm-hmm. But well, now you have something to watch.
There's so much stuff to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Watch the new episode of Roseanne. I find it amusing. It's just like the old show.
That's good. I like that. I need to watch it.
She's loud and bossy and perfect, other than voting for Trump.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's not bad. That's a good amount. Feels like it's more than what I did. I've only really played a bit more of Mario plus Rabbids. Is that what the title is technically? I don't know what the fucking title is.
I always think of it as like
Mario and rabbits.
Yeah, like an ampersand, even though it's like a plus. But yeah. Mario and rabbits.
Mario and rabbits. We'll go with that. I don't know. It's easier to say and less confusing, I think. What's the subtitle? Battle Kingdom Royale.
Yeah.
Something. But yeah, I haven't even like progressed a whole new world. So I'm still in world two. I might be at the end, actually. Actually, no, I'm at least halfway done. A little bit more than that, because that mid-boss was actually pretty difficult.
Which one was that?
It was with the two. The one that shoots ice and the other one that shoots fire.
Oh, yeah, in the desert?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one took a few tries.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I kept dying right away, and I didn't even realize, like, oh, I can run off to the side over here. There's these areas on the side where it's, like, you can kind of have a bit of cover. And, but it kind of sucked, though, because, you know, when the fire one hits you, you don't know where your character is going to end up.
Yeah, and there were a couple of times where it just launched me, like, into the middle of all the enemies, and I was like, well, we'll just...
Right, like you're the father.
Let this happen and start over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm still really, really enjoying it. So try to play a bit more of that at least before I turn it back. Go ahead. Are you going to say something?
No, I said nice.
Oh. Actually, I think I'm going to hold on to that one for sure until I beat it. The other one, The End Is Nigh. Like, I really, really like it. But there's so many other games that I want to play and new games that are coming out soon. So I might return that one once. I can't remember what the next game is coming out. It's like in a few weeks.
Wild Guns?
Maybe.
I really like the buying the Nicolas games because they come with an instruction book, like the old games.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually come with like a keychain or something. Ooh. In there also. Like, Cave Story came with a keychain and the soundtrack. Binding of Isaac came with, like, a little sticker sheet. The End Is Nigh came with, like, a little squishy of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And I don't remember what other one. Oh, Tiny Barbarian came with a keychain also.
Oh.
And then, yeah, they all have, like, the instruction books with, that's like, the really little cool story and, like, the old classic games.
Yeah. Ah, that's what it is. South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
That's not a new game?
No, it's not, but it's new to the Switch.
Oh, okay.
That's coming out in a few weeks, so I figure I'll pick it up on there. Maybe I'll wait on that one, though, because... So I was talking to Zoe, and she was like, well, what should you do if you have Gamefly and you're getting two games? You should have one that's, like, your main game where you're going to, like, beat the crap out of it, and the other one be like, it's just a bunch of little games that you want to make sure you experience and see how it goes. Because, like, I want to play through The End Is Nigh, but I know that's going to take me fucking forever. and it really shouldn't, but it just, like, it, since there's, you know, there's, like, little, I guess there's souls that you have to collect in every single stage. There's at least one, soul that you have to get, and some of them are incredibly difficult to get to. Some of them aren't that bad to actually collect, but then to like continue on with the stage, it puts you in an awkward position, and you're just like, shit, I gotta go. So yeah, it really gets me in that way.
Nice.
So yeah, I can end up spending way too much time playing that. And plus, too, I don't know, it gets me in the sense where it's, like, there's, like, secret areas where you can get the video game cartridges. I don't know if I talked about this last time, but, so, the first video game cartridge that I got, you go back to your home, like, that's the whole point, is that you're leaving your house because your favorite video game cartridge died. And since you're like in a barren wasteland and you're like this little blob of a former human, that was like all you did. All day long is play video games. So now your life is over. Time to venture to the real world.
Don't you have to go out and make friends? Like literally make them?
I don't know. I guess so. I guess actually, yeah, that's what it is. You're right. That's why you're collecting all the souls.
In the book, it says you need like a head, a body, a heart.
Yeah.
And arms or something like that.
Yeah, I remember now. Yes, yes, you are correct. So yeah, but you find if you find game carts, then you can go back to your place, your home, and play them. And the first one that I got, so far it's just like the game itself, except it's like a super difficult version, and it's already really difficult.
Nice.
Yeah. So the first one that I got is, it's literally, I don't know how long that it goes for, but anytime you die, you start at the very beginning again. You have infinite lives, so, but yeah, it doesn't matter how far you get, you die, you're back at the beginning. So I'm pretty good at the first area.
Got that down.
Yeah. I still die on it sometimes just because I'm like, I'll just go real fast. But the second one that I got is, it's a lot like the stage that I was playing. But you only have 3 lives and 1 continue. And I'm not sure how long it is. And I don't know what's at the end of any of these. We'll see if I ever do that. But yeah, they're just like really difficult versions of the game itself. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, need to play more of that. It's the bottom line.
Do it.
I will. I'm trying to think if I watched any TV. Oh, I started watching Mindfield, the thing that Christian was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
There's some really interesting stuff. You don't need to watch any of them in any particular order, which is really cool. But what really got me to start watching it is an interview with the guy popped up on my feed about how I think he was taking... Oh, yeah. It was explaining when he took, I think, ayahuasca. And, like, how his whole experience was. So I was like, okay, I really need to check this out because this sounds not just funny and entertaining, but also like really interesting. So one of the first episodes I watched was where he's actually taking a truth serum. And the way he describes it, it's like all of his inhibitions go away. Like, you know, and like... the way that the interviewer, I don't know, the person who's trying, like the whole thing was he had 2 secrets. One that he does a show on YouTube called Vsauce, and the other one that he has a sister. And that was like what he was trying to keep secret from her. And she knows it, but, you know, she's trying to get it caught out, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to get him to admit. So at first, like, her questions are pretty direct. But then, like, as he's, like, becoming more and more sedated and you know, all kind of, like, almost like he's punch drunk a bit, she kind of, like, switches up her questioning style where it's kind of like, it's really manipulative actually. So she gets him to admit to these things. It was pretty interesting. But yeah, you nice. Should check it out. It's really cool stuff.
Remind me, because I always forget about it. It always yeah. sounds really interesting and then I forget about it. And then I just end up watching
this other random things
channel of this guy in Japan cooking.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Well, he has like, they have a bunch of cats. Well, not a bunch, like a few.
Yeah.
But these two, like, they always just lay on the counter and they're just really curiously watch him cook everything. And, like, he'll just hold stuff out to them and, like, they sniff it and they're like, oh, that's nice. And then they just watch him cook. And I'm like, my cats are not that well behaved.
Right?
At all.
Seriously. That's pretty good.
Huh. But he makes a lot of really good stuff that's like, it doesn't seem like too unrealistic for like everybody to make. Mm-hmm. Even though I think he's like a real professional.
Yeah.
But he simplifies it so you can make all this yummy Japanese stuff.
Mm. What's it called?
I have no idea.
Just look up Japanese cooking with cats.
Sure. Well, when you come over, I'll show you what it is.
Okay. And,
or I'll send you one of them or something.
Yeah. The other one that I watched of the Vsauce one is he puts himself into like a room that's like an isolation room. Mm-hmm. And like everything is white and the light is on like 24/7. So he gets all disoriented.
Ooh.
And that one was like kind of depressing because they're just like you could tell he's like breaking.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So yeah.
The difficult thing is like Adrian doesn't like stuff like that.
Hmm. Why not?
Because he's boring. Because like I'll be listening to Mysterious Universe and like I'll tell him something that I think is really interesting and he's like, oh cool, and I'll just like go about his business and I'm like zero conversation about it. But then one of his coworkers, like we both tell him, Adrian, about like all of this stuff. So then Adrian's like, oh yeah, my girlfriend is telling me like all about all of this stuff. So I'm like, you should just talk to your coworker then, because he's a lot more interesting.
At least you know he's trying to listen to you.
Yeah. He just like has zero comment on any of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, this conversation's done.
Great. I don't know if there's anything else.
Did you read another chapter of your book?
Nope.
Me either.
Yeah, maybe one day.
When they put it in audio form.
Yep, when I get it in audio form. It's kind of hard to not find a book in audio form these days, I feel.
Don't know.
That's right, you don't. You should really check out Audible. You can get one free.
How they get you.
That is how they get you. It's really
I just want
addictive.
Jeff Goldblum to read everything to me.
Yeah. That's the problem is that like there's some really good readers out there.
Or Kurt Russell.
That'd be good too. So yeah, you just kind of want these certain people to just read all the books, but it's never going to happen.
So my boss was telling me he acts like he's really old even though he's only like 42.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's like, oh, all these like Marvel movies, and he likes movies from like the 80s and 90s, which is fine, whatever. But he acts like it's like a big deal, even though he's not that much older than all of us.
Yeah.
So he was saying that he might go see Black Panther this weekend, and I was asking about the Isle of Dogs, and we started talking about Jeff Goldblum because he really hated Thor Ragnarok. And he was like, you legitimately like Jeff Goldblum? Like, that was the worst part of Thor. Like, he wasted 26 minutes of my life. And I was like, we can't talk anymore. Like, at all. So he just, like, walked away from my desk.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah.
People.
Seriously.
Can't account for taste.
Yeah, you really can't. Jeff Goldblum's so amazing. There isn't anything that I've seen where I didn't like him in. Now, granted, I haven't seen all of The Fly, but...
Yeah.
Because I know that movie kind of takes itself seriously. But...
Oh.
I feel like if it didn't, I would definitely like it. That's what he should do. He should do a remake of that. Where it's more...
Just pull a Bruce Campbell and...
Yeah. I gotta watch that, too.
You do.
I keep, like, they're selling it to me so hard online, and I just, like, I don't know if that just keeps me away, because I'm like...
Well, I know it was a big deal because it was potentially going to get canceled.
Oh, really?
And a bunch of people, like, rallied and petitioned for Starz to make season 4 and possibly 5. So, they are making season 4. It's not going to air in the fall. I think it was in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So they just changed the time of it, but they did make it. So.
That's interesting. I like when things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's already been that long, because I remember watching the first episode when it was like the week that it debuted. And that was really good.
Yeah, I watched it at Stevens when he lived on the west side for Thanksgiving. We just like binged through most of the first season.
Nice. Yeah, I've only seen the first episode. Maybe part of the second one. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But yeah, no, it was really good. I just gotta download it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry. I didn't mean that. Pirate it.
Acquire it.
Yeah. Legally obtain it through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can do. You can totally do that. Google Play.
It's also on Netflix.
See, that's legally obtaining it through the internet.
You can get a month trial of the Starz app.
I could do that.
Binge through it. and whatever else is on there. I don't know what they do.
And HBO. I still haven't done the HBO. I'll save that for the last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. That was the only reason that we got it on Hulu.
Yeah.
But it works out because there's like other movies and stuff on there. So.
Yeah.
And I think it's like $7.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been? Did you go to news?
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
All of the news.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. Well, I only have the one, which I don't even know if I have it pulled up still.
That's okay. I know it's somewhere here. Read later. Yeah.
So mine was that the release date for Spyro came out. I guess it was leaked, and then everywhere was like, all right, we'll just tell everybody that it's going to be in September 21st, I believe.
Oh, really?
Just before my birthday.
Yep. Is that going to be your birthday on your birthday wish list? Are you a big Spyro fan?
I only played one for the 360, so I was really late on getting to it.
The first ones?
Mm-mm. Oh, they're good. So, but I liked that one. It was fun.
I don't remember that one. I remember playing a bit, but I like don't actually recall the actual gameplay of it.
Yeah, that's when I worked at GameStop, so I got to check out stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
That's the real benefit of working
there. It really was. I don't have to pay for all this stuff. Sweet.
Right. Speaking along the lines of Spyro, apparently, Nintendo's UK store threw up a page for Spyro the Dragon Remastered with a 40-pound. Is that what that is?
What?
The little L? I don't know what the symbol means. That's what a pound is, right? The weird little squiggly L-E
sort of where thing. It's like a cursive E kind of with a line through it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So 40-pound price tag.
Pounds or euros now? No, it's still pounds. No,
the euro. The euro is kind of like one. That, but it's more... It's less cursive-y.
I don't see what you're talking about, so I'm guessing.
No. You got it right. You described it accurately. I don't know why. I'm going to have to look up the origin of that symbol now, because now it's bothering me, and I'm weird like that. But apparently it's gotten taken down because it wasn't announced for the Switch. It was PS4. Xbox and PC, right?
Or was what was this? I lost track of where we're talking
about. Spyro.
Okay. I have not heard that it was going to be for the Switch, just everything else.
Yeah. So maybe there's a possibility it's coming to the Switch. It seems kind of weird that Nintendo would have materials to put onto their website if it isn't going to come.
Yeah, like that seems like a pretty big...
Yeah. And somebody just jumped the gun because they might have been like, oh, everybody's posting. I got to do this.
Yeah.
I'm late. No, you're early because you have a different date. So, we'll see. I don't know how to work this on the computer. I normally do it on my phone. There's a demo version of Detective Pikachu available right now. You can also transfer your progress from the demo to the full game when it releases.
Nice.
Yes.
If you were interested in the amiibo, I know at least here in Albuquerque, Toys R Us had them. And since they're going out of business currently, they are at least 10% off. I don't know when they're changing all of those values, but it's at least 10% off.
Yeah. I gotta go there.
There's one of the Galaxy 3DSs that I'm kind of eyeing.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it's still there, if it drops anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hyrule Warriors Switch is getting a new Rupee Light incentive. Did you hear about that?
No,
You don't like Hyrule Warriors?
No, I do, but it's been done to death already.
So what's really cool is the game's going to be $50, I believe. For the definitive edition, which I'm totally going to pick up because I didn't play it on the 3DS and there's all that extra content that I never got to experience at all. So that'll be cool. But I think this is actually going to be the first physical copy of a game that I buy, because for $50, you also get the Rupee Light. However, apparently, they're going to sell the Rupee Light separate as well.
Nice.
For like, I think it was like 10 to 15 bucks. So, if you don't want to buy Hyrule Warriors again, but you do want that sweet, sweet collectibles, apparently you can get it at GameStop. So.
Nice, nice.
I want a Rupee Light.
How big is it?
I don't know. I don't know if that's to scale, but it looks like...
As tall as the case?
Yeah. Just not that big, but...
Yeah.
A little not light. Yeah. Signs of a rock star.
Could put it on your desk. Your nightstand.
Oh, yeah. That would be perfect for it, actually.
Your dashboard.
Dashboard?
Your car.
Well, yeah, no, I know. But why would I put the...
Why wouldn't you?
That's fair.
Because you don't want your car to get broken into.
That's true.
Where we live.
I want to be one of those silly people that collects figurines, little figurines to put on the dash.
So they're just shrapnel when you get in a car accident?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't... As long as they're not on the... I don't put it on the... What's it called? The actual steering wheel. So, you know, when the airbag goes off, it doesn't go actually flying directly into my face. I saw
a picture of one of those where, this person had a bunch of, gems and minerals. Mm. I'm like, how stupid are you?
Right? I saw that, too, with, a caption. It's like, great, now you turned your steering wheel into a claymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. People. Yeah, I can't believe people would do that. Anyways, Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn. Now has a release date of June 5th.
I don't know what this is.
So this, I think it was at least a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, Shaq kind of came out and was like, hey, I'm going to make another game. Another Shaq Fu game.
I don't know what that is.
You never heard of Shaq Fu? Oh. It was a really bad... I want to say it was a... It was a fighting game. Yeah, I think it was just a one-on-one, 1v1 fighting game. But it was really, really bad.
His cream soda is also really, really bad.
Cream soda?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's like root beer, cream soda, and like a blue flavor.
Weird.
They're not very good.
Hmm.
Like, they're okay if they're really cold and, you first open it, but then they're,
You, gotta chug it in order for it to be worthwhile?
Yeah. As soon as it, rises in temperature, it's not good. Because it's, already flat.
Oh. Weird.
Yeah. But I think they're only, 99 cents, so it's not really a total loss, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's coming out with this new game. He's switched to a scrolling beat-em-up sort of game. Gameplay looks okay. Doesn't look like anything to write home about. The writing is kind of funny for it, though. So it might be interesting to check out. I don't know if you want to buy it, but could be good for a laugh.
Nice.
It's Shaq. He's weird. He gets himself into really weird properties, so good for him. The SNK Anniversary Collection is coming to Nintendo Switch, and this includes Alpha Mission, Athena, Crystallis, Ikari Warriors, Ikari Warriors 2, Ikari Warriors 3, Guerrilla War, POW, POW. Prehistoric Isle in 1930, Psycho Soldier, Street Smart, I don't know about Street Smart at all, TNK3, and Vanguard. So if you like any of those games, it could be interesting to pick up. You don't know any of them?
I've heard of some of them. I don't think I've played any of them.
Yeah. I've played a few of them, but yeah. I don't know. I wasn't really into it, but since there's, who knows if virtual consoles ever coming out for the Switch, at least we got these collections coming out, which is cool. I think that's it. I got one other little tidbit here. Steven Spielberg thinks there would be, quote, nothing wrong with a female Indiana Jones.
But she wouldn't be Indiana Jones.
Who would she be?
Somebody else. There's already Indiana Jones.
Well, I mean, alternate universe.
Yes. Why don't you just have a new character? Make a new movie. Not everything needs a female version of an existing thing. Make a new thing.
Well, yeah, no, right? It's like there's already a female version of Indiana Jones.
Lara Croft.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I guess that movie did not do very well.
Really? I heard it wasn't bad. I don't know if it was good, but...
I heard it was, yeah, just...
kind of there.
Eh.
Yeah. I want to check it out. I still need to play the newer games. I have
one. Yeah, I don't think I've played the newest one.
You played the first remake? Not remake, but...
Well, let's see. The one where you're on the island, and then yeah, we played that one, and then we played the one after that when you're, like, in the mountains.
Oh, I think that's the latest one.
Oh, is it? I thought there was... Okay. Yeah, that one came out, like, with the movie. Or, like, before the movie. I don't know.
Yeah. But the movie's supposed to be, I guess, more like the first game.
Origin story?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got.
Are you excited to see Rampage?
Rampage? Oh, that's right.
I want to see it. I don't expect it to be great. Mm-hmm. Like, have this amazing story. I just want giant monsters fighting each other.
Right, exactly.
It's got a fun cast. So.
I heard that... Did Pacific Rim 2 come out last week? Yeah.
I want to see that, too.
I heard that it wasn't as good as the first one, which is kind of sad.
The Pacific Rim?
Stinker. Yeah.
Yeah, which I kind of figured would happen with how many times it's been canceled and delayed and pushed back. And it's unfortunate, but I still plan on seeing it. I don't really remember a lot of the first one because that was so long ago.
Yeah. Plus two, I feel like there was a lot more hype for the first one than for the second one. Like, yeah. I don't remember, like, I didn't even realize that it had come out. But I remember, like, it being a big deal when the first one came out.
Well, I remember seeing trailers for the second one for a couple of months. And it was, like, a week before it came out that we had gone to see something else. And it said it was March 30th. And we're like, isn't that like next week? Like, we didn't even know. We thought it was like a summer movie.
Yeah.
But the song they play in that trailer is so annoying.
What song is it?
I don't know.
It's annoying.
I don't know like the name of it or who it is, but it's just really annoying. Mm. It like changes the whole tone of the trailer, I feel. And just.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we just need some good monster movies. So. Let's bring on the Rampage.
We watched Jumanji. That was okay.
Oh, really?
It was in Redbox, so it was like $2.
Yeah.
It was...
I mean, have you watched the original recently?
No.
It's okay.
Like yeah, it's a movie. Yeah, a movie about a game.
Yeah.
A board game.
Yeah. So... As long as it's okay, I'm fine with it.
It was fun.
Yeah. Did it have some good, funny moments, though? Like, mm-hmm. Because I know you don't like Jack Black in particular.
I don't mind him. I feel his roles are hit and miss.
Yeah.
Some of them, I think he tries too hard to be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Actually, it's funny you say that because I think I actually like him way more in his serious roles. Mm-hmm. Because he's not, like, trying to be, like... front and center, you know.
Wacky and ridiculous.
Yeah. I was going to say something. Oh, but I thought that maybe the way that him and The Rock would interact would be interesting.
So. Well, it's funny because his character is a girl.
Yeah.
So there's like funny parts of like she needs to use the bathroom, obviously. Not familiar with the equipment. So he's like, if it's not too embarrassing, can someone help me? So they're like trying to explain it to her.
That's good. Okay. Well, with that.
We can't handle any more dog farts, so we're wrapping it up.
Seriously. Thank you, Ashley, for joining me and being here and enduring the dog farts.
Thank you for providing the dog farts.
I didn't provide them. Stephanie did.
Thank you, Stephanie, for contributing.
Yep.
The you best did. Way you know how.
You did your job good.
You can check us out on classicgamemarine.com, Facebook/8bitshow, Twitter, Frankie1029. I almost said 10-0 again. 1029. Or at Zambot with an X. Same for Instagram. That's it.
Yeah, that covers it.
Got them all in one go.
Nice.
It's only taken like 8 years.
Yeah. Better late than never.
That's true. I guess.
No, you've gotten it before, though.
You got to be motivated. Motivated for fresh air.
Right? Yeah. Let's wrap this up. We need to breathe, guys.
So we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See y'all.